Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate, official journal for the state of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 42780 through 42894 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and there will be no recommendations to withdraw any tracts from today's sale, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on tract 42780, advertised as 1,259.85 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 255.42 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $96,037.92. $96,037.92, or a per-acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $48,018.96. $48,018.96. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42781. We received one bid on track 42782, advertised as 72 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $38,736. $38,736, or a per-acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $19,368. $19,368. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42783, advertised as 422 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $227,036. $227,036, or a per-acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $113,518. $113,518. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42784, advertised as 25 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,450. $13,450, or a per-acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $6,725. $6,725. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42785, advertised as 752 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $404,576. $404,576, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $202,288. $202,288. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42786, advertised as 46 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $24,748. $24,748, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $12,374. $12,374. Royalties at 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42787, advertised as 171 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $91,998. $91,998, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $45,999. $45,999. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42788, advertised as 312 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $167,856. $167,856, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $83,928. $83,928. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42789. Advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $21,520. $21,520, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $10,760. $10,760. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42790, advertised as 13 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,994. $6,994, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $3,497. $3,497. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42791, advertises 388 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $208,744. $208,744, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $104,372. $104,372. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42792. Advertised as 28 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,064. $15,064, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $7,532. $7,532. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42793. Advertised as 608 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $327,104. $327,104, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $163,552. $163,552. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 42794, advertised as 166 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is KEPCO Operating, Inc. KEPCO Operating, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $33,555.24. $33,555.24, or a per acre value of $202.14. Annual rentals are $16,771.62. $16,777.62. Royalties are 20.6%. The second bid on track 42794 is for the entire track. The bidder is Far West Development, LLC. Far West Development, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,124.57. $12,124.57, or a per acre value of $77. Annual rentals are $6,062.29. $6,062.29. Royalties are one-fifth. We received one bid on track 42795, advertised as 126 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 57 acres. The bidder is Bayou Resources, LLC. Bayou Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,275. $4,275. Or a per acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $2,137.50. $2,137.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42796, advertised as 6.43 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Munico Company, L.C. Munico Company, L.C. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,032.02, $1,032.02, or a per acre value of $160.50. Annual rentals are $516.01, $516.01. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42797, advertised as 516 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 52 acres. The bidder is Geoterra, LLC. Geoterra, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,900. $3,900, or a per acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $1,950. $1,950. Royalties are 20.5%. We received one bid on track 42798. Advertised as 1,075 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 107 acres. The bidder is Geoterra, LLC. Geoterra, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,025. $8,025. Or a per acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $4,012.50. $4,012.50. Royalties are 20.5%. We received one bid on track 42799, advertises 379 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Skyler Co., LLC. Skyler Co., LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $85,275. $85,275. Or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $42,637.50. $42,637.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42800 or 42801. We did receive one bid on track 42802, advertises 20.21 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Elysian Natural Resources, LLC. Elysian Natural Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,130.30. $6,130.30. Or a per acre value of $303.33. Annual rentals are $3,065.15. $3,065.15. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42803. Advertises 27.36 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Elysian Natural Resources, LLC. Elysian Natural Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,299.11. $8,299.11, or a per acre value of $303.33. Annual rentals are $4,149.55. $4,149.55. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42804. We did receive one bid on track 42805, advertised as 467 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 17 acres. The bidder is Synergy Land Company, Inc. Synergy Land Company, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,035, $6,035, or a per acre value of $355. Annual rentals are $3,018, $3,018. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42806, advertised as 13 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Woodland Petroleum Corporation. Woodland Petroleum Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,000. $5,000. Or a per acre value of $384.62. Annual rentals are $5,000. $5,000. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 42807, 08, or 09. We did receive one bid on track 42810, advertised as 455 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 189 acres. The bidder is Basin Properties, Inc. Basin Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $57,456, $57,456, or a per acre value of $304. Annual rentals are $28,728, $728. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42811, 12, or 13. We did receive one bid on track 42814, advertised as 1,855 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,072 acres. The bidder is PetroQuest Energy, LLC. PetroQuest Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,348,576. $1,348,576, or a per-acre value of $1,258. Annual rentals are $674,288. $674,288. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42815 through 42824. We did receive one bid on track 42825, advertised as 74 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $48,248. $48,248, or a per-acre value of $652. Annual rentals are $24,124. $24,124. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42826. We did receive one bid on track 42827, advertised as 2,499.45 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 2,216.07 acres. The bidder is Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $498,615.75. $498,615.75, or a per-acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $249,307.88. $249,307.88. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42828 through 42833. We did receive one bid on track 42834, advertised as 2,499.3 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 710.67 acres. The bidder is Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $152,794.05. $152,794.05, or a per-acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $76,397.03. $76,397.03. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42835 through 42851. We did receive one bid on track 42852, advertised as 995 acres, and the bid is for a portion containing 98 acres. The bidder is Alpine Exploration Companies, Inc. Alpine Exploration Companies, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,050. $22,050, or a per-acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $11,025. $11,025. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42853. We did receive one bid on track 42854, advertised as 49 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating, LLC. Swift Energy Operating, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $23,407.30. $23,407.30, or a per-acre value of $477.70. Annual rentals are $11,703.65. $11,703.65. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42855, advertised as 26 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,500. $6,500, or a per-acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $3,250. $3,250. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 42856, advertised as 2 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $500. $500, or a per-acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $250. $250. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 42857 through 42866. We did receive one bid on track 42867, advertised as 2,184 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 786.84 acres. The bidder is Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $135,336.48. $135,336.48, or a per acre value of $172. Annual rentals are $67,669. $67,669. Royalties are 16.67%. We did not receive any bids on track 42868. We did receive two bids on track 42869, advertised as 2,327.62 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 180.97 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $68,044.72. $68,044.72, or a per-acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $34,022.36. $34,022.36. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42869 is for a portion containing 319.89 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $111,961.50. $111,961.50. Or a per-acre value of $350. Annual rentals are $55,980.75. $55,980.75. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42870. Or 42871. We did receive one bid on 42872, advertised as 1,869.72 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 429.67 acres. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, LP. Castech Energy Partners, LP. Bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $196,359.19. $196,359.19, or a per-acre value of $457. Annual rentals are $98,179.60. $98,179.60. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42873 through 42876. We did receive one bid on track 42877. Advertised as 1,869.53 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 74.6 acres. The bidder is CASA Petroleum, Inc. CASA Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $37,905.76. $37,905.76, or a per acre value of $508.12. Annual rentals are $18,952.88. $18,952.88. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 428, 78, 79, or 80. We did receive one bid on track 42881, advertised as 1,042 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Skyler Co., LLC, Skyler Co., LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $234,450. $234,450, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $117,225. $117,225. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42882, advertises 2.48 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,334.24. $1,334.24, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $667.12. $667.12. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42883, advertised as 18 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,684. $9,684, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $4,842. $4,842. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42884, advertised as 3 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,614. $1,614. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $807. $807. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42885, advertised as 19 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,222. $10,222, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $5,111. $5,111. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42886, advertised as 21.966 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,817.71. $11,817.71, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $5,908.86. $5,908.86. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42887, advertised as 6.83356 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,676.69. $3,676.69. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $1,838.35. $1,838.35. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42888, advertised as 19.6374 acres. Excuse me. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,564.71. $10,564.71, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $5,282.36. $5,282.36. Royalties at 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42889, advertised as 7 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,766. $3,766. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $1,883. $1,883. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42890, advertised as 14 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,532. $7,532, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are just a few more left. Annual rentals are $3,766. $3,766. Royalties are 22.5%. We receive one bid on track 42891, advertised as 17 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,146. $9,146, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $4,573. $4,573. Royalties are 22.5%. Again, 22.5%. We receive one bid on track 42892, advertised as 12 acres. And that bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,456. $6,456, or a per-acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $3,228. $3,228. Royalties are 22.5%. Sounds like the Olympics here. All right, we received one bid on track 42893. Advertised as 20 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Carla Petroleum, Inc. Carla Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,760. $3,760, or a per-acre value of $188. Annual rentals are $1,880. $1,880. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42894, advertised as 150.2 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term.
Come on.
Excuse me. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $80,807.60. $80,807.60, or a per-acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $40,403.80. $40,403.80. Royalties are 22.5%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meeting should begin shortly. Thank you.
Good morning. We're going to get started in just a few moments.
Hey, Emil. Before we get started this morning, I'm going to ask Rick Hegg to please come to the microphone and explain some legislative changes that passed this legislative session that will affect the board meeting starting with today.
Right. Under the new law that's taken effect prior to this board meeting, all meetings such as this, on each agenda, the committee chairman or his designee has to read out in a reasonable manner each item on the agenda. As we've done in the past, sometimes we've just mentioned a list of them, but now you have to, with reasonable clarity, read each item or your designee. Your designee, we have ascertained, can be the party presenting the agenda. So, but you need to designate that party to do it for you before each committee meeting, if that's what you're going to do. Any questions?
Good morning. Roll call is next. Mr. Harper. Mrs. Segura. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Mr. Ingram. Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Sanders. Ms. Smith. Mr. Klein. We have our quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Talbert, would you please present the agenda?
Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present a portion of the Lease Review Committee.
Excuse me just a minute, Mr. Talbert. I need to ask Mr. Heck if that's sufficient designation. Okay. Thank you.
Members of the board, you should have in your binder the agenda pertaining to this discussion today. According to Sunrise, presently there are 1,894 active state leases covering almost 848,500 acres. Geological Engineering Division has reviewed some 175 leases covering 73,000 acres since the last board meeting. Today we have one lease to discuss more particularly, that being State Lease 2038 in Deep Lake Field. Exxon Mobil Corporation is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on February 9, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Exxon Mobil Corporation until July 11, 2012 to report on any drilling activities involving the 38-59 RA unit and to provide a specific plan of development for sections 3, 4, 8, 9, 10 of Township 16 South, Range 3 West, located within this lease. By letter dated July 11, 2012, ExxonMobil reported that the farm out agreement to Henry Petroleum for acreage within the 35-59 sand unit was completed, but drilling activities have not yet commenced. ExxonMobil has also reported that they have no future plans for these specific areas of the lease, but are prepared to release approximately 400 acres of the non-productive acreage from this lease. The staff recommends accepting ExxonMobil's offer to release 400 acres and to grant ExxonMobil until February 13, 2013, to report on their efforts to execute the partial release and report on any new activity on the lease, including the drilling of the 38-59 sand unit. Are there any questions? Next would be the staff did award Sanchez Oil and Gas a letter of no objection, a 29E waiver in the Catahoula field. That affects State Lease 2846. And that concludes my portion of this review.
Chairman Smith, ladies and gentlemen of the board, on item four on the agenda is a request by the staff to extend recognition of force majeure condition until January 9th of 2013 board meeting affecting Stone Energy's state lease 15074, 17309, and operating agreement A0285. The reason for the, normally we would extend these things 90 days at a time. Right now, all these leases and this operating agreement are being held by shut-in payments, which won't come due until about January again. All indications are from Stone and the other operators, it looks like this will be shut down. The other leases affected by this will be shut down for an additional 6 months from now at least. So we're just requesting you extend it to the January time where we'll reconsider everything on this to see if any further extensions are necessary.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's report and recommendations.
Are there any comments from the public at this time? I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Tom Sanders. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Mr. Diaz, I have a motion from Mr. Diaz and a second from Mr. Sanders. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Harper, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum, and I designate Emil Fontenot to present the agenda items.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 115 tracts in the official journals of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. A request by Theopolis All Gas and Land Services, LLC, for a $20 per acre fee refund on state lease 20928, which was tract 42624, amounting to $11,559.80. This was a 16-section land leased at the May 9, 2012 lease sale, and the $20 per acre fee was inadvertently collected. Act 8 of the 2000 legislative session established a fee to be collected from mineral leases, excluding state agency lands, on all mineral leases awarded going to Wildlife and Fisheries Fund and the Oil and Gas Regulatory Fund. Wildlife and Fisheries is not entitled to the $11,559.80 because all revenues derived on 16-section lands go to the respective school boards. We checked with the AG's office, and they are in agreement with the refund. The staff recommends that Theopolis All Gas and Land Services, LLC, who was the successful bidder on track 42624 at the May 9, 2012 lease sale, be refunded the $20 per acre fee of $11,559.80.
Thank you. I need a motion and second to accept the staff recommendation. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Is there any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item is 58 nominations were received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the October 10, 2012 lease sale, which are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends they be given that authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the October 10, 2012 lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion and second to adjourn the nomination and tract evaluation. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
Thank you, sir.
Like to take a roll for the audit committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Ingram? Mr. Diaz? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Harper? Mr. Segura? Myself? Mrs. Smith? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Klein? We do have a quorum. How you doing, Rachel? I'd like to appoint you as my designee to read the agenda items.
Good morning. Thank you. Item number one is a penalty waiver request from Apache Corporation for a penalty of $36,645.44 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for January 2004 through December 2006 began on July 17, 2007. Total royalty collected during the audit period was $44,178,188.30. This was the fourth audit of Apache Corporation. They were very cooperative with accommodations and with scheduling. They provided very timely responses to questions or any requests for additional records. Exceptions noted were the same in previous audits, but they have taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. Apache Corporation paid the state a total of $109,220.21 in royalty exceptions and $45,294.30 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, the staff is recommending a 75% penalty waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $27,484.08, with a balance of $9,161.36 owed the state.
Thank you, Rachel. You've heard the staff's report and recommendations. Are there any questions from the committee? Are there any motions? Moved by Mrs. Sanders to approve, second by Mrs. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the item passes. Item two.
Item number two is a penalty waiver request from QEP Energy Company for a penalty of $17,604.02 for audit exceptions. The field audit for January 2002 through December 2009 began on May 16, 2011. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $2,778,904.88. This was the second audit of QEP. They were very cooperative with the accommodations and with scheduling, as well as providing documentation and access to key personnel to complete the audit. Exceptions noted in the audit were the same issues billed in the prior audit. Royalty and interest was paid timely, and royalty was even paid prior to the billing. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. QEP paid the state a total of $62,301.50 in royalty exceptions and $12,464.58 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 75% waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $13,203.02, with a balance of $4,401 owed the state.
Thank you. You've heard the staff's report and recommendations. Any questions from the committee? Do I have a motion to approve from the committee? Moved by Mr. Smith. Second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the item carries. Item three.
Item number three is a penalty waiver request from Samson Contour Energy E&P LLC for a penalty of $242,121.58 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for January 2003 through December 2009 began on March 21, 2011. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $22,324,669.49. This was the fourth audit of Samson Contour. Issues in this audit were new and different from previous audits. They were very cooperative with all the scheduling and accommodations. They provided adequate documents, and they were very good about providing access to key personnel. Samson promptly paid all principal and interest due on the audit. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. Samson Contour Energy E&P LLC paid the state a total of $674,839.41 in royalty exceptions and $344,597.95 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 100% penalty waiver of $242,121.58.
You have heard the staff's report and recommendations. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any motions to approve? Moved by Mrs. Smith, second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none. The motion carries. Next item.
Our fourth penalty waiver this morning is from Swift Energy Company for a penalty of $69,008.78, billed again for audit exceptions. This field audit for January 2000 through December 2004 began on November 28, 2005. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $9,628,578.26. This was the second audit of Swift. No findings were noted in the first audit. They were very cooperative with accommodations and scheduling, but we did have some difficulties obtaining documentation that was necessary. It took several years for the royalty to be paid on this audit. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. Swift Energy Company paid the state a total of $223,093.89 in royalty exceptions and $68,674.16 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 75% waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $51,756.59, with a balance of $17,252.19 owed the state.
You have heard staff's report and recommendations. Any comments or questions from the committee?
I would like to ask what type of difficulties did you incur? What were they just related to business, general business, or did it seem to be stalling or idling? Or
I wouldn't necessarily call it stalling. I can tell you with this particular audit, they hired an outside contractor to work with us on the audit, and we had difficulties with the contractor. Once the contractor was out of the picture, it improved.
Great. Thank you.
Any further comments or questions? I have a motion to approve staff's recommendation. Moved by Mrs. Smith, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Next item, please.
Item number 5 is a request to remove Virgin Offshore USA from the current 3-year audit cycle. Virgin Offshore filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on September 16, 2011. They have been a payer of record since August 2009. Total royalty paid to date is $109,172.98. Virgin Offshore has never been issued a penalty for late payment or for incorrect reporting. Payments are consistently on time. The Attorney General's Office has spoken to attorneys representing Virgin regarding their current leases, and the company is aware of any limitations this would put on their leases. Prompt monthly royalty payments continued throughout the entire bankruptcy. We have no additional issues to note regarding Virgin. We are recommending that the audit of Virgin Offshore USA be removed from the 2013 audit cycle because no royalty is at risk.
Any comments or questions from the committee? I have a motion to approve. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none. Item carries. Item 6.
Item number 6 is a request for the State Mineral and Energy Board to adopt a resolution requiring all audit payments made under protest be designated as such in writing at the time of payment. These payments will be accepted and held without the accrual of additional interest and penalty for a period of 6 months or until resolution of audit exceptions occurs, whichever is sooner. If the outstanding exceptions cannot be resolved within the 6 months, The payments made under protest will be returned to the auditee, and interest and penalty will accrue beginning on the date payment was originally due. All open audits currently paid under protest will be held as such until January 31st, 2013, or until the audit is resolved.
Mr. Sanders, report and recommendation. Mr. Sanders, you have a question?
Yes, I do. Good morning, Ms. Rachel.
Good morning.
What is the reason for this particular policy?
We'd like to get our audits moving. We do have companies that pay under protest. We do allow it to happen, but sometimes they pay under protest and they forget that we're here, and we can't close the audit until everything is resolved, and we don't want that to happen. We want to encourage closure. We want to encourage them to provide documents or any necessary information they have to close the audit.
Mrs. Segura?
In the resolution you're proposing is the one that's in our packet.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mrs. Smith?
Yes, I have the question about I think you said if the protest is not able to be resolved, that at the end of the six-month period, the funds would be refunded to the
payer.
Absolutely.
Right now what happens is when they pay under protest, we stick that money into an escrow account. We don't touch it. We can't allocate that payment until, because it's technically not ours. They have made protest. They're protesting what the exceptions were. But they simply pay to stop the interest and penalty from accruing. So if within 6 months we don't have any cooperation for the company or we're unable to resolve any audit exceptions, we would return the money to the company and the interest would start accruing all over again.
So at some other point we would have the right to collect that if it was rightfully owed to the state.
Correct.
Okay.
Senator, question, please.
Yes, sir.
The real bite for the non-payors here for ignoring us for these 6 months?
I'm sorry, I'm not.
How can we bite them other than interest, and we get some penalty, but that's, how's that set up? I've heard it with my question. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think I'm understanding the question.
I'm sorry.
Well, they pretty much have, if I understand right, they have 6 months with no penalty or interest.
Right.
After the 6 months, it goes back to full interest and full penalty from the beginning.
Correct.
Yes.
Because that would be the
correct.
The penalty.
And that under our policy would translate to what would be the penalty, not dollar amount, just percentage or whatever it is.
It's written in statute. It's the 2%.
How much?
On the audits, we do the judicial interest,
okay.
And it is accrued. It's accrued from the date that the interest is due up until the date of payment.
Thank you.
So, in essence, if we return the money, that's 6 months of interest that's been accruing that wasn't accruing before.
Thank you.
How many leases do we have paid under protest right now, or royalty payments?
Currently, I believe we have 5 audits that are paid under protest at the moment. So if the resolution passes, we will notify those companies in writing.
And they'll have 6 months?
Yes. Well, they'll have until January 31st of 2013, a little less than 6 months.
Any other comments or questions from the committee? We have a motion to approve staff's recommendation on the resolution.
Approved.
Moved by Mrs. Sanders. Second by Mrs. Smith and Mrs. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any objections? Hearing none, motion carries. Item 7.
Item number 7 and 8 are for informational purposes only. They do not require any board action. Item number 7 is a staff report on Crescent Energy Company LLC bankruptcy. Crescent filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on March 30, 2012. They have been a payer of record since July 2006. Total royalty paid to date is $153,147.25. Crescent has been added to the current year's audit schedule. Item number 8 is a staff report on Delta Petroleum Corporation bankruptcy. Delta filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on June 4, 2012. Delta was an active payer from 2001 through 2006. Total royalty paid during that time was $136,448.86. Delta was audited in July 2002 for the period of October 2000 through December 2001. Exceptions totaling $5,333 were paid in 2003, and that audit has since been closed. A desk audit will be added to the 2013 audit cycle for the period from January 2002 through 2006 to close Delta Petroleum Corporation as a payer of the state.
Any comments or questions on our report?
Yes.
Mr. Gar?
So, because they're bank filing for bankruptcy, do they lose their lease?
Well, they're no longer an active payer, and they don't necessarily lose their lease when they file bankruptcy. If you, I'm not sure. I'm sorry, Mr. Segura. I don't remember if you were present when we went over Virgin, but Virgin is currently in bankruptcy, and they hold current leases, and theirs has not been a problem. But in the case of Delta, they're no longer a payer, so they don't hold any current leases.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other comments or questions? Next item.
Item number 9 is a staff report to the committee that the election for August 2012 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you for your report. There will be no further items on the agenda. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Dewey. Good morning, Mr. Heck.
Good morning,
morning sir.
Call to order the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. You will who's going to present today?
Both.
Okay. Thank you. New protocol that we, let me call the roll here. I'm about to jump to the new protocol that we're having to follow. Mr. Angel. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Cadera.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Yeah.
Mr. Ingram. Morton,
here.
Sanders present, Smith, Harold,
here.
Ms. Smith,
here.
Thank you. We have a Mr. Grave for Mr. Klein. Not a bad game. We have a quorum. The new protocol that we're following here today, would you, anything that I need to do on that or you're going to handle it?
You can just designate us to present it. That's all you need
you
to
are
do.
So designated and likewise for Ms. Dewey.
Thank you. Item number 1 is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the state and Clayton Williams Energy Incorporated, where Clayton Williams had previously requested to amend the lease with the shut-in payments for oil. This item has been advertised and it has been placed on the docket as number 1222, so staff does recommend approval, final approval of this lease amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. I hear a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, passes unanimously.
Thank you. Item number 2 is a request for final approval of a settlement and release of claims between the state and Devon Energy Production Company, LP, who is the successor to Pennzoil Exploration and Production, and the Mosbacher Group. We've entered into a settlement agreement affecting several state leases and an operating agreement and some tracts. This is in several parishes, and it has been properly advertised and docketed, and it's on the docket as item 1223. So staff does recommend final approval of this settlement agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Chair, here a second. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any public comment on the item? Any board comment or discussion? Hear none, the matter is adopted unanimously.
Thank you. Item number 3 is a request for final approval of an operating agreement between the state and Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. This is on former state lease. I don't have the state lease number. But it was on the Charles James Family Trust 23 well number 1 in Beauregard Parish. And this item has been properly advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1224. So we do recommend final approval.
Pleasure, the board. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the second. Any public comment? Any board comment or discussion? Hear none. Unanimous. Adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Item number four is a request by staff to place Chesapeake Energy Corporation on demand for failing to file a partial release of State Lease 19459, which terminated in January of 2011. And what happened here was we had sent Chesapeake a letter letting them know that the lease fell because of a lack of production, and Chesapeake wrote us back and said they disagreed. We wrote them back, cited the law, gave them all the specifics. They wrote us back. They still disagreed with us and have refused to execute this release. So we are asking to put them on demand to have that release submitted to us and properly filed.
Mm-hmm. Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second.
Let me just add to assess liquidated damages also.
The motion still carries.
To assess penalties and liquidated damages for failing to file a release.
Amended motion.
I'll amend the motion.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this motion? Any board comment or discussion? Matters adopted unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number five is a request by Louisiana Onshore Properties, LLC, for authority to negotiate with staff on an operating agreement. This is on a 0.694-acre tract on former State Lease 19945 in Weeks Island Field, Iberia Parish. Staff does recommend granting us the authority to negotiate with LOP on this operating agreement and for removing this tract from commerce for a period of 90 days or until the operating agreement is perfected, whichever comes first.
We accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for your motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on the matter? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection? Hear none. Motion carries.
Thank you. Item number six is a request by Hillcorp Energy Company for authority to negotiate with staff on an operating agreement. This is on a 710.2-acre tract on former State Lease 20563 in Four League Bayfield, Terrebonne Parish. They recommend, they've requested the authority to negotiate the operating agreement with us and to remove the acreage from commerce and to escrow the funds attributable to the number five well, because they do plan to produce this acreage while the operating agreement is being negotiated, and they are also in the process of negotiating a new unit agreement with us, a voluntary unit agreement. So we do recommend granting us the authority to negotiate the operating agreement with them, removing the acreage from commerce for a period of 90 days or until the operating agreement is perfected, whichever comes first, and granting them the authority to escrow any funds from production attributable to that well.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Ms. Smith, for the second. And, of course, that would, escrow would be for, in keeping with our standard OMR escrow requirement.
That's correct.
Yes, sir, it sure would be.
Any public comment? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hear none. The motion is carried.
Thank you.
Motion adopted.
Item number seven is a request by Trinity Exploration and Production, LLC, for an extension of previously granted authority to escrow funds on State Lease 20039 in Red River Parish. What happened here was there was a little small tract on Bayou Cachada that was disputed. We have since resolved the dispute. Fortunately, we resolved it prior to anyone having to file a concursus petition. And the reason for the extension of the escrow is just so we can get all of the details finalized and get us put back into pay status and have the funds that were previously escrowed paid to us. That should be taken care of hopefully within the next 30 days, but we do request a 90-day period or until November 5th, 2012, just to make sure we have enough time.
The escrow amount just reflects a small portion, though, correct?
Correct. It would be on track 4A, if I'm not mistaken, on Bayou Cushada. It wasn't very much. It was, I want to say, 2-plus acres, 2.7 acres.
Ms. Smith, you have a question?
I was going to ask the cash, the financial value of that royalty.
It's not much.
It's not
maybe $10,000. It's not much.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Kadare. Is there any public comment on this motion? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection, board? Hearing none, it's adopted unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 8 is a request by Chesapeake, Louisiana LP to have the Mineral and Energy Board authorize Chesapeake to rescind partial release that was inadvertently released on State Lease 19846. And this is in, not sure what parish this is in, doesn't say. Rick, do you want to add anything to that? I think what happened was they just inadvertently submitted a release.
There was a portion in Section 30 of State Lease 19846 that was in a producing unit. They didn't realize it at the time, and so it was inadvertently released. There is case law to the fact that when a party does inadvertently, in mistaken of fact, release acreage from a producing lease, that they are allowed to rescind that. In this particular instance, we could compel Chesapeake to file a suit and prove that, in fact, this was a mistaken of fact or inadvertently. But in order to be a good landowner, if you will, then we would recommend to the board that the board give them authority to rescind that inadvertent partial release with the idea that in further dealings with Chesapeake, we obtain more cooperation.
Thank you. Will they be required to release any additional acreage elsewhere within
a well, you remember item number 4, mm-hmm. where they're disputing
yes.
Terminated. What happened there is Chesapeake is saying that because they drilled a well on this in this particular unit, this acreage, it holds the lease. What they don't realize is that just drilling a well doesn't hold it. You have to, within 90 days of cessation of operations of the drilling operations, you have to do something else, either begin production or complete the well to production or pay whatever. They did not do this. Their whole argument has been that because they drill the well, they get to hold the lease. There is representation for Chesapeake, and he is looking into it right now to advise them on their stance. We are hoping that we'll get further cooperation from them, but rather than make this the point, there will be other times when the board can exercise. I'm sure Chesapeake is a large operator in the state of Louisiana. There will be other times when the board can bear its teeth, if you will, for lack of cooperation. But in this particular instance, the staff is recommending that the board authorize Chesapeake to rescind the partial release.
Let me just add, too, that I don't think it would be in good faith to not recommend granting them the authority to rescind their release.
I move that we accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Ms. Smith, for the motion.
Second.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the second. Any public comment on this interesting question? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection to the motion? Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion is adopted unanimously.
Item number 9 is a request by PetroQuest Energy, LLC for an extension of previously granted authority to escrow funds on State Lease 20181. This is on Bayou Hebert Field, Track 3 in Vermilion Parish. What happened here was PetroQuest was informally notified by the Thibodeau family that there was a potential dispute on some acreage. PetroQuest then notified us, and we granted them the authority to escrow the funds attributable to that acreage until we could informally, or until they could informally, work out the dispute with the Thibodeau family. The Thibodeau family has just notified PetroQuest that they are releasing their informal claim, or rescinding their informal claim. So PetroQuest is going to release the previously escrowed funds to the state and put us back into pay status. However, their authorization to escrow expired on August 7th, which was yesterday. So just like with the Trinity item, we're asking for another 90 days for them to continue to escrow, just so we can get the final details worked out.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Public comment on this issue? Board comment or discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you. The last item is for executive session.
Thank you. Mr. Heck, before we go there, that other issue, would that, I'm going way back now, 40, 50 years ago, the Denson Smith, is that era? Is that the reason that we could do this deal with Chesapeake and rescinding it?
To rescind, are you talking about the Humble case?
The legal doctrine of error.
Right. The Chesapeake could, if it wanted to, file suit.
I understand that.
To rescind it. But if they exhibit to us that it was, in fact, a true mistake, inadvertent, then we can, as the beneficiary, if you will, of the release, authorize them to rescind it, just as the court would if they file suit.
Thank you. Thank you for the information. Chair will entertain a motion to...
I move that we go to, into executive session.
Second. Any objection? We're adjourned. For going to executive session. Apologize, I didn't sleep well last night. I'm
not okay.
All four today. I'll be better next time. Back in session, Mr.
Okay. On item number 10, in executive session, the board was presented with an offer by QEP for an operating agreement on a strata or portion of the acreage involved in the lawsuit State of Louisiana versus ASA Properties LP, and the staff does recommend that the board reject the offer for the operating agreement.
I have a question. Is this acreage out of commerce? Did we put it out of commerce before?
It was put back into commerce two or three meetings ago.
It was taken out of commerce when the negotiations with Chesapeake were made, but then when those failed, it was put back into commerce.
So do we need to make a nomination to put it back up?
Y'all did. We made the nomination and y'all authorized it, or the board authorized it. Y'all.
I move to accept staff report.
Second.
Thank you. Any public comment on this matter? Any board comment or discussion? Y'all have anything else to say? Any objection? Motion carries. I'm picking at you, Mr. Hank.
You can pick at me.
At least I'm
want.
In a good mood.
No, hey. It's all right.
Anything else?
That's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dewey. Thank you, Ms. Heck.
Docket Review Committee will come to order. We'll have a roll call. Mr. Harper, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cadora,
is here.
Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders,
present.
Darrell Smith, Harold Smith, Helen Smith, and Chip.
Here, Ms. Darrell.
We have a quorum. Will staff please present its recommendation to the committee? Present the staff recommendation.
Good morning.
Thank you.
The staff of the Petroleum Land Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the August 8, 2012 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items number 1 through items number 6. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 25. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve item number 1. Item number 2, approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. And please approve items number 3, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Are there any public comments by the staff for the staff recommendation? Are there any comments from the board? We have a motion to accept the staff recommendation.
So moved.
Mr. Arnold and Mrs. Smith. I have a second motion. I have a motion to adjourn the docket committee.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second by Mr. Arnold and Mrs. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The docket review committee is now adjourned.
Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura,
here.
Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cordero,
here.
Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Ms. Smith, Mr. Klein. Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. At this time, we'd like to observe a moment of silence regarding the passing, I understand, happened in January 31st, of Jack Caldwell. He was the former Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources from 1996 to 2004 under Governor Mike Foster's administration. July 31st. All right, thank you. Item 2 is the approval of the July 11th, 2012 minutes. Do you have a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. Any questions or discussion? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A, Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee. We have a motion to approve by Mr. Arnold. We have a second by Mr. Smith. Any discussions and questions or questions on those committee recommendations? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 4 is our executive session for the technical briefing. Do we have a motion to go in our executive session? We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. We'll be back in just a few minutes after review of the bids. Thank you. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of executive session and back into regular session. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Klein. Any questions, discussion, public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? We're back in regular session. Jason, would you present the bids to us?
Sure will. Staff recommendations will be, we'll begin with track 42794. And we are recommending that the first bid of KEPCO Operating with a bonus of $33,555.24, price per acre is $202.14, and a royalty of 20.6%. We're recommending accepting that bid over the second bid. Track number 42852, a bid of Alpine Exploration Companies for 98 acres, bonus payment of $22,050, price per acre $225 an acre, and a royalty of 21.5%. We're recommending accepting that bid pending verification of the description. Track 42869, there were two bids presented by Theopolis Oil and Gas. Both bids were acceptable. There were no overlap. All other bids presented today are acceptable by the staff.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions or discussion on any of those bids? Any public comment?
I can make a motion to accept.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept those bids and award the leases, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Those bids are awarded as leases. Are there any announcements?
Yes, we have two announcements. The total for today's lease sale is $4,907,976.29, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to about $5.5 million. And starting next Wednesday is our annual oil and gas conference at the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans. We're still accepting registration up until the conference starts.
Great. Thank you. We encourage you all, if you haven't been before, to go to the oil and gas seminar. It's really great. I'd also like to thank the staff for setting up the site tour of the Chevron Lynham Creek oil rig in Cameron Parish near the Rockefeller Refuge. We toured it two weeks ago. Mr. Sanders came, Mr. Smith was supposed to come, and but it was a really great tour and a really impressive site. And to make a correction of previously announced, it is the deepest and biggest oil rig in North America, not necessarily the world, but North America. But it was a really impressive site. So, yeah. At this time, too, I would like to recognize, I believe in the back of the room, Miss Marjorie McKithen. She was our a former board member and was the secretary for the Mineral Board as well. Thank you for coming, Marjorie. All right. If there's no further announcements, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Smith and second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed, that motion carries. We're adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you.
Well, Helen, I'll see you next Wednesday. Tuesday. We'll probably come out Tuesday. Yeah, there's no need. You don't want to strain yourself. What you, you going to any of the activities next week? You going to that? Get a drink together.
How you doing?